Title: Approach for Transition Using Macro Controls. Creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're going to level up your transitions in that Jungle Old School DNB zone, where transitions aren't just riser, crash, done. The real vibe is micro-arrangement. Little moments made from the break itself. Filtering, dub throws, stutters, pitch dives, quick mutes. Stuff that feels like a DJ and a dub engineer are both performing the mix. The goal today is simple. Build one reusable jungle transition macro rack that you can drop on basically any break or drum bus. And then you can perform or automate a handful of macros to get authentic switch-ups fast, without drawing a million automation lanes. Let's set the stage. First, prep your breakbeat bus so the transitions feel mix-ready. Take your main break track or tracks, plus any tops and percussion, and group them. Command or Control G. Name that group drums bus. This is important, because we want the transitions to hit as a single performance move, like you're working a mixer, not like you're doing surgery on 10 separate lanes. On the drums bus, do a quick tidy chain if you want. EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, gentle. That's just to cut rumble. Then a glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to smash it here. You're creating a stable platform. Now we build the rack. On the drums bus, drop an audio effect rack. Open the macro controls, and hit map. Inside this rack, we're going to place devices in a very deliberate order, because the order is part of the sound. Add auto filter first. Then roar if you're on Live 12, or saturator if you want it simpler. Then beat repeat, then echo, then hybrid reverb, then utility at the end. So it's filter into grit into stutter into delay into reverb into utility. That's basically DJ sweep, then excitement, then fill, then dub space, then wash, then safety. And we're going to map 6 to 8 macros. Don't stress about hitting all 8 if you want to keep it lean. But I'll give you the full setup, because it's a really nice performance panel. Macro 1 is the filter sweep. This is your classic tension move. Open auto filter, set it to clean. Choose a filter type. For jungle, LP24 is smooth if you're closing down into muffled pressure, and HP12 is great if you want to thin the break and remove weight right before the drop. Resonance around 20 to 35%. You can go more whistly if you want that rave bite, but careful. Too much resonance can take over the mix. Map frequency to macro 1. Here's the important part. Set the range so it's performance safe. If you're using a low pass, set it so the macro moves from about 18 kHz down to around 200 Hz. If you're using a high pass, maybe 20 Hz up to 2 or 4 kHz. The idea is, you can turn the knob fast and it still sounds musical. Teacher note, a very jungle move is high pass sweeping up in the last two bars, so the break loses its body, then on the drop you slam it back to full. That slam back is a huge part of why the drop feels like it lands. Macro 2 is tension drive. This is grit and urgency. Put roar after the filter. Try warm for a safer starting point or aggro for more bite. Start with drive around 10 to 20%. Keep the tone slightly dark so you don't turn hats into sandpaper, and set the mix somewhere like 30 to 60%. Map roars drive to macro 2. Optionally map mix as well, but be careful. If you map too much to one knob, it becomes impossible to control. If you want that as tension rises, it squashes a bit feeling, you can also map a little bit of glue compressor threshold to macro 2, but keep it controlled. You generally don't need more than 3 to 4 dB of gain reduction during the build unless you specifically want crunch. Quick mindset shift here. You're not trying to make it louder. You're trying to make it feel more urgent. Perceived intensity, not peak level. Macro 3 is beat repeat fill. This is your end of phrase stutter roll. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar to begin, grid to 1/8 for the classic feel, or 1/16 if you want more frantic old school energy. Variation low, like 0 to 20%. Chance set to 0 because we're driving it intentionally. Gate around 50 to 80%. Mix starts at 0. Map beat repeat mix to macro 3, from 0 up to about 50 or 70%. That's your fill amount. And here's the arrangement discipline. This macro is not a leave it on effect. In jungle, beat repeat is like a drummer doing a quick fill at the end of the line. Use it in the last half bar, last beat, or even just the last 2/16 ths before the drop. If it eats more than a bar, the groove stops being a groove. Macro 4 is your dub echo throw. Instant jungle sauce. Open echo. Set it to ping pong if you want movement, or stereo for more stable width. For timing, dotted eighth is a classic. 1/8 dB. Or go 1/4 if you want slower, heavier space. Feedback somewhere like 35 to 60%. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That filtering is what makes it sound like a dub send, instead of a bright digital repeat sitting on top of the mix. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 1 to 5% for that subtle wobble. Map echo dry slash wet to macro 4, from 0 to around 35 to 55%. If you want, map feedback slightly too, like 35 up to 65, but treat that with respect. Delay feedback can go from nice throw to why is my track screaming really quickly. Pro move, do short throws. Turn macro 4 up on the last snare hit before the drop, then snap it back to 0 right on the drop. You're basically pretending you have an aux send and you're flicking it for one hit. Macro 5 is reverb wash. This is the big space that sets up a hard cut. Hybrid reverb, shoes plate or hall, decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. High pass the reverb so it doesn't turn your break into mud. Somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. Map dry slash wet to macro 5, from 0 up to about 25 to 45%. Optionally map decay a little bit upward too, so when you push it, it blooms. Classic trick, reverb wash into a tiny mute right before the drop. Even 1/8 of a bar of silence can make the next downbeat feel massive. In this music, silence is a weapon. Macro 6 is tape stop or pitch dive. Old school slowdown energy. You've got two stock ways to do this. Option 1. Clip transpose dive. If your break is audio, you can automate clip transpose down, like 0 to minus 12 over 1 bar, or even over half a bar if you want a faster fall. Combine it with a small fade out at the end so it doesn't click. Option 2. Frequency shifter for a dirty spin down vibe. Put frequency shifter in the chain. Often after reverb is fine. Try ring mod or single sideband. Map fine to macro 6. Something like 0 down to minus 200 Hz. Keep the range conservative at first. It can get weird fast. Then map dry slash wet a little, like 0 to 15 or 30%, so it stays in the vibe zone and doesn't become full on sci-fi. Macro 7 is width control. This is underrated, but it's a big reason transitions feel professional. Add utility. Map width to macro 7. For tension, you can widen slightly, like 100% up to 140%. Then for impact, you bring it back toward 80 to 100% on the drop, so the punch feels centered and solid. Teacher note, don't widen the low end. If your break has lots of low content, be careful, because width on lows kills translation in clubs and on mono systems. The drop should feel like it locks in, not like it spreads apart. Macro 8 is output trim, your gain safety. Use utility gain at the end. Map it from 0 dB down to about minus 6 dB. This is your I got excited and now everything is clipping knob. Transitions add energy fast. Drive, reverb, delay, stutters. This macro keeps you in control without stopping the creative flow. Now, before we even talk arrangement, do the performance safe test. This is huge. Play your loop, then turn each macro from minimum to maximum. Listen for sudden jumps, harsh resonance, runaway delay, and level spikes. If anything feels risky, reduce the mapping range. The goal is expressive but hard to ruin, like a good DJ mixer. Next, let's talk how to actually use this in a jungle phrase, because the automation is the whole point. Here's an 8-bar classic DJ sweep into a drop, bars 1 through 6. Mostly groove. You're not constantly affecting everything. Then from bar 6 into bar 8, start macro 1. Your high pass sweep, slowly upward. You're shaving off weight. In bar 7, bring macro 2 drive up a bit. Last 1 or 2 beats of bar 8, do a quick macro 4 echo throw on the last snare, and maybe a small macro 5 reverb push. Then on the drop, bar 9, snap macro 4 and 5 back to 0, open the filter back to full, and bring width back to normal. That reset is the impact. Now a 16-bar old-school madness switch, which is a little more narrative. Bars 9 to 12, subtle high-pass sweep plus slight widening, just teasing. Bars 13 and 14, introduce slight beat repeat only on the phrase ends, like last beat of every 2 or 4 bars. Bar 15, ramp drive, do a snare echo throw. Bar 16, last half bar, do the pitch dive. Then a tiny silence, even a 16th or an 8th. And then the drop hits. That tiny hole makes the return feel like it punches through the room. Now, let's add a couple advanced coach moves that make this feel like real break science, not generic EDM FX. First, think like a live dub mixer, not a build FX lane. Your macros are most effective when they punctuate the groove briefly, then return to neutral. If the break sounds FX'd for more than a bar or two, You lose snap and you lose that old school authority. Second, use macro variations in Live 12 like transition presets. Make a few snapshots like tight fill, dub throw, spin down. Then automate variation changes at phrase points. This keeps your arrangement cleaner than drawing 6 automation lanes at once, and it encourages you to perform, not overread it. Third, make resets deliberate. Instead of snapping every macro to 0 exactly on the drop, reset most things on the downbeat, but let one element linger for an eighth or a quarter note. Usually it's the delay tail that feels like a real send return decaying out after the fader comes back up. Fourth, the inverse move trick. Map one macro so the filter removes low end, while saturation increases slightly and output trim compensates. That gives you the classic thin but loud tension, then full but controlled impact. It's a very jungle-style psychological trick, and it reads loud without actually raising the master. If you want one more option for extra spice, add a phrase gate macro. Use auto pan set to square. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 0 for hard chop. Map the amount from 0 up to around 80%. Then use that only in the last bar before the drop for that system muting feel. It's brutal in the best way when used briefly. Let's close with a 15-minute practice exercise so you actually internalize this. Load an Amen-style break or any crunchy break. Set your tempo to 165 to 175 BPM. Group it into drums bus and add your jungle transition macro rack.